Did you say you had a kid, a rig hooked up in the old lady's vehicle up there, full time?
Rigs have radios in them, and hers is actually keyed by the ignition, so it stays on. And then I've got them in the house. I'm probably going to leave the Kenwood down there and then set that up with an Omni down there. I may set it up with a beam, just strong arm it on one of them poles, but I've got another one of them Bougie radios too, so I could put one up here as well and then set an Omni up here inside the house. But I use those HTs an awful lot because this system's so strong I can use the HT from the house. But I can use an HT if I've got an Omni antenna too. It's just going to be that much stronger.
Yeah, I'll have to hunt down my Baofengs and play around with those, see if one or the other happens to work a little better from inside of the house, and keep one handy. This thing here, I really like it, but it's kind of on the big side for just having with you all the time. So, you know, I'm not sure how I'll use this one, but to have a smaller HT that's handier would be kind of nice, and that way I'll be on here more often.
You know, I was telling you that when I was a kid, when I was in my 20s, I had that little DJ C5T. It's called the credit card radio. And I used that with an earbud, and I had it Velcroed, because it come with a little plastic case, I Velcroed it side of my safety gear, you know, and then I had an earbud inside, and then I used my crossband in the car and just left it on, you know, and that worked pretty good, and it was early lithium cell in it, and that was a nice little radio for what it was. They're no bigger than a credit card and thinner than a number 2 pencil.
Wasn't that an Elinco?